Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to CCH Healthcare Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Jackson, and this is Voices of Valor. This podcast was designed to show the experiences of our veterans in the healthcare system. Today, we're at Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living, located in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we got our first veteran with us today, and that's Charles Jackson. Welcome, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, thank you for being here. I always like to start off by saying thank you for our service. Thank you for your service, because we know that freedom was not free, and it takes first of all, I'd like to say thank you for your service, because we know that freedom was not free. Somebody had to pay the cost. So I appreciate you doing that for us. So, Mr. Jackson, well, where are you from?
Alabama.
Alabama? Born and raised?
Born and raised.
Okay. My last name is Jackson, but my people are from Lexington. So, Mr. Jackson, where are you from?
Alabama.
Born and raised?
Born and raised.
What part?
What now?
What part of Alabama?
Birmingham,
Alabama. Okay. All right. So what is your rank?
Lance Corporal.
Lance Corporal. Awesome. Okay. So what made you want to join the military?
Freedom.
Freedom? All right. You want to elaborate a little bit more on that?
Well, just free.
Okay, so did you enlist or did you get drafted?
Drafted.
You got drafted?
Yeah.
What year was that?
53.
All right. Talk to us about that.
1953.
All right. What'd you tell us about?
Well, not.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
About military? Or
yeah, about being in service and being drafted. Where'd you do your basic training?
Basic training was Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay. And how did that go?
Rough.
tell me some of your memorable moments during your basic training.
Well, I have to say the infiltration course.
Okay.
Was the memorable.
All right. He says you was airborne?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about that.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Want to elaborate on more about what the military did for you? How was it? How was your time in the military? How was your time in the military?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me something about those 3 years.
Like I said, it was rough.
It was rough?
Yeah.
You want to tell me how, I mean, what made it so rough in the military?
Training.
Okay. You say, how old are you?
93.
93. So I know you done seen a lot. 93. You look good for 93. Matter of fact. So when it, in the military, what made you want to join it besides freedom? Was there anything else? Were your family members in the military?
Like I said, one of my mentors.
Your mentors?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me about that.
Well, one of you was, he was in World War II.
Oh, what's
it? Not kind of far along in his footsteps.
Okay.
When I got old enough, I wanted to be a sold it like it was.
Oh, wow.
So, got out of high school. Just around home. Two years. And this, we got trapped.
Right.
Yeah. And spent some time in Fairbanks, Alaska, for a while.
Okay. Yeah. And how did that
go?
Cold. Yeah, Alaska is cold. Wow. So, what was your job in the military?
Well, I was the driver for a few years.
Okay.
For a year.
Okay.
Year or so.
Wow. So you say you was in airborne. Did you ever jump out of any planes?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
How was that? How was that?
Scared.
Scared? Tell me about it.
Training.
Okay. Where were you? Where were you when that happened? And do you remember what kind of plane it was?
No. It's a long time ago.
Did you ever see any action in the military?
No.
How long did you spend in there? How long were you in the military?
3 years.
3 years? Okay. Tell me something about that. So those 3 years, what kind of man did the military make you?
A good one.
A good one? Okay. Tell me about that.
Well, self-confidence.
Okay.
What I can do on my own.
What
I need on my own.
That's good.
How I relate to other people.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what were some of your most memorable moments in the military? Which can you remember? Were you just like, wow.
Couldn't believe I was training the way I was.
Training?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was all right. It was hard. Yeah.
All right. You want to talk about that?
Like I said, it was rough. But I dealt with it.
Okay. And what were some of your most, enjoyable moments in the military?
Getting discharged.
Getting discharged? Well, speaking of that, so how was the transition from the military back to civilian life for you? How was the transition to civilian life for you? Transforming back into civilian life and to out of the military. How was that? Was that hard for you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. But when you came home, who was there to greet you?
Mom and Dad.
Okay. All right.
Sister.
All right. How was that?
Being home.
Being back in Alabama.
Back in Alabama.
No, that's right. So, as an African American, how was it for you in the military? As an African American?
I'm proud of being there.
Right.
Yes.
So, how was it for you in the military?
Well, good. Good, bad moments, good moments. I made it.
That's right. You did. And you're here at 93, looking good.
Hanging in there.
All right. So let me ask you another question. So is there anything that you miss about the military?
Anything that I miss?
Yeah.
No.
No? Nothing you miss? How about the food?
No.
Being the airborne, did you see a lot of countries? Or did you go a lot of different places? Did you travel a lot?
I traveled Kentucky and Like I said, last.
Okay.
Virginia. Mm-hmm. Fort Jackson.
Okay. But Alaska was cold, huh? Cold. What else you remember about Alaska?
Like I said, cold. Something I couldn't get used to, though. But,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, you have 6 months of darkness in 6 months.
Yeah, I heard about that.
They like, you get used to that.
Yeah, I heard about 6 months of darkness, 6 months of light. So, yep. How did you handle that?
Well, I dealt with it, but I couldn't get used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to get used to it. Right. When you know it's 12 o'clock.
Right.
That's what would be law.
Right. But it's still light.
But it's still light.
Got it. All right. So while you was in the military, did you get a lot of letters? Or how were you receiving letters or anything from home? Letters? Were you receiving a lot of letters from home?
Oh, I got a letter from home, from my dad.
Okay. How did it make you feel?
Girlfriend.
Girlfriend?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So how did that make you feel, receiving a
letter? Well, good. Real problem. Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to tell us more about being in the military, being, you know, in airborne and things like that?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in Alabama,
yeah.
How was fishing? You like to fish?
Fish, yes, I do.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, that's about much I did with fish. Love fish.
Okay.
I was fishing a lot around Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah. Playing Delta Lake.
Okay. When did you move to Cincinnati?
Then when I got out of 55.
55?
Yeah.
Okay. And you settled, what part of Cincinnati did y'all settle in?
What
part of Cincinnati did you settle in when you came to Cincinnati?
What part?
Yes, sir.
All over.
All over. Yeah. Was it just you, or was it your family? Were you married or anything?
Well, I'm married once, not twice.
Okay.
Divorced, but.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, do you got any children that's in the military?
No.
Any kids in the military?
No.
No. So let's say if you were to meet some kids that got off track, you know, say a little rough around the edges, getting in trouble, would you recommend the military for them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Basically, mostly about the discipline, huh?
That's the hardest thing. Yeah, but you get used to it.
Yeah.
Still over that.
Right. So your basic training was hard?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You want to tell me a little bit about it?
Remember, Mars.
Yeah.
What is your preparation course? That was the most.
Okay.
Crawling with bullets around over your head.
Yeah. Oh, bullets?
Bullets, yeah.
Wow.
Bullets.
Right.
The gun that killed.
Right.
Crawling and knowing they will be your edge. Mm-hmm. That was the most.
Yeah. Gotcha. That was hard.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I didn't think that was right.
Yeah. Hard and scary, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
But you made it. You made it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You made it through basic training. Awesome. Good. Well, is there anything else you want to tell us?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I definitely thank you for just coming out and interviewing with us and being able to tell your story. I definitely appreciate your service, and we wish you the best. And if you ever need anything from me, you know who I am. So I'll be in contact with you. And I appreciate you, Mr. Jackson.
All right,
Thank you. Well, this is Kelly Jackson, and this is CCH Podcast, Voices of Valor. I want to thank you for coming, and we'll see you again for our next veteran. But for now, I need you to share, like, and just continue to honor and to support our veterans. Thank you.